Wake up. It's the morning motivation with Brittany Daniel.
Hi, guys. Good morning. Don't know what's going on upstairs. Good morning and welcome back to the morning motivation. I hope that you guys are great today. It is Thursday, March 3rd, and I'm super excited to be here with you guys. We are talking about confidence today. So the title of today's live stream is Kanye Confidence. And the reason why I wanted to name it Kanye Confidence, even though I'm not the biggest Kanye fan, I think that we could learn a lot from Kanye just with his overall confidence. Even if you don't like him as a person, you don't like his music, don't like him as an artist, I still think that we can learn from people that have mastered a certain level of mental ability, mental threshold, and all of that. So we're going to dive in. I have six tips for you guys today on eight, how to build more confidence. And hold on one second. And how to ensure that you are going after everything that you want with boldness, with confidence, with just vigor in life and just going after everything that we want and being bold, because confidence holds a lot of us back from getting our ultimate and truest desires. But go ahead and drop the good mornings in the comments. I'm going to shout you guys out. If this is your first time hanging out with us or being here this morning, welcome, welcome, welcome. Let me know where you are from. We've had a whole lot of new people. And I want to let you guys know, if you guys are new, please hit the subscribe button, hit the notification bell, give this video a thumbs up so you do not miss out any uploads. We go live every single weekday at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And to my international watchers, I got people in London and Tanzania and all over the world. So good afternoon. Good afternoon, good morning, and good evening for those all around the world. So thank you so much for being here. Go ahead and load up the comments. I'm going to say a quick prayer. If you are not religious or spiritual, that is totally okay. I hope it's going to be okay that I pray for you anyway. But dear Heavenly Father, thank you for waking us up again on another day. I pray that this message touches the hearts of everyone listening now and later, and that we all get more confident with everything that we're striving for and that we're working towards. In your darling son, Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen. So let me go ahead and shout y'all out. Good morning, LaDonna. Good morning, Turquoise. Good morning, Sherelle. Good morning, Nana. Good morning, KB. Good morning, Brianna. Good morning, Touch of Terry. Good morning, Destiny. Baltimore, be more in the house. Good morning, She Amber. And I know some of you guys will trickle in as the time goes. I always make a cup of tea. I'm working on some mugs for us so that we can drink our morning drinks together. The sample hasn't arrived yet, but when it does, I'm going to show you guys because I think it's going to be so cute. Good morning, such a lady. Good morning, Dada. How are you? Or Dia. Good morning, Felicia. How are you? And I love Yogi Tea. It's organic and there's always a little message. And I thought that this message was really, really good today. And it says, may your head and your heart speak with one voice. So I love that. So hopefully you guys can take that with you guys today. So let's dive into Kanye Confidence. Now, let me know in the comments, have you guys watched the documentary on Netflix? I really personally only really like the first two episodes. The third one was all right. That's when Kanye kind of goes into a spiral after losing his mother. And so it just kind of gets a little all over the place at that point. But the very beginning was really inspiring and really, really cool to see, because we know what he's accomplished, right? Everybody knows that he's a world-renowned artist. He has millions and millions of fans. We know all the antics and everything that he's went through, but how did he get there, right? How is somebody from not the right side of the tracks grow up, be different from his peers, be different in the music industry, and become a megastar on his level? So I love going back and seeing how people's journey was. And one thing about Kanye was his utter confidence in himself. No matter if people liked his music, if they would listen to it, when he was just a producer, I thought that that was very interesting just to see that. So if you did watch it, did you like it, KB? If you watched it and liked it, let me know. If you watched it and was like, one for me, let me know. I really would like to know, but it was really good. But I wanted to unpack a few things. So the first thing that we have to do when we are working on our confidence and when we're trying to get to the next level, trying to build our confidence, is unpacking our past. We talk about that a lot here on this live stream here on my channel. But what in your past did you get from your parents or loved ones or when you grew up, and what didn't you get? Those things are going to really steer you into figuring out where your confidence is. And I'll give you guys a perfect example. For myself, my mother always taught me that you can do anything you want to do if you put your mind to it, right? That's something that stuck with me my entire life, because anytime I feel like I can't do something or something isn't happening, have a good day, honey, something isn't going right, I'm always go back to what my mother said. I can do anything I want to if I put my mind to it. You guys, that's my alarm. My alarm always goes off every time my door opens. And if I wouldn't have got that, then I may have lacked a little confidence in certain areas. Or just thinking about Kanye's story, right? I think that a big part of his confidence came from his mother. His mother was his biggest fan. His mother always rooted him on and spoke positivity into his life. And unpacking our past and figuring out what we got and what we didn't get will really steer us in the right direction. So say if you didn't get that, say if you didn't get those boosts of confidence from your parents, or those seeds weren't planted into you at a young age, how could you take that as an adult and do it for yourself, right? Because although we could wish all day and blame and say, oh, our parents didn't do this, or they didn't do that, or I didn't have this growing up, the fact of the matter is that we're all adults now. Good morning. The fact of the matter that we're all adults and we can't make excuses, and we have to take accountability and responsibility for our lives. So maybe we didn't get it back then, but what could you do now to make sure that you have that reassurance that you may not have had as a child? So are they daily affirmations in the mirror telling yourself, hey, I can do anything I put my mind to, or listening to things every day? We talked about an app yesterday that also does daily affirmation. Somebody put it in the chat. I forgot which app it is. I think Calm has some affirmations. There's some other affirmation apps too. Good morning, Vanessa. Good morning, Michael. But make sure we are doing that for ourselves. Make sure that whatever we didn't get, that we give it to ourselves, right? Or we unpack all of the childhood trauma that we may have or may not have, or we can focus on what we did get as a kid and how special that was, or how beautiful that was. But that's the first layer of confidence, because it's how we grew up, how we became the adults that we are. KB says, I loved it. It gave a perspective on why he is the way he is. And he had his ups and downs, and I believe he didn't grieve properly, which caused some other issues. Yeah, we ain't gonna go there, but yeah, I know what you're talking about, KB. Yeah, I agree. But confidence is super, 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 super. It derives from our childhood. It derives from, you know, how we see ourselves and visualize ourselves. So the second tip. Okay, Turquoise says it's the I Am app. So if you guys have the I Am app, or you want to download the I Am app, it gives you daily affirmations. There's affirmation videos on YouTube. You can make your own affirmations. And what I like to do too is I like to record my own voice in affirmations, because sometimes people will have affirmations online, but they're not speaking or saying the things that I want to hear. So I'll make my own. And I know my relationship coach had me do this when it came to men, because there was a point where I was like, I don't love men. There's nothing I can say positive about them. And she made me really unpack that, figure out my childhood trauma, figure out what was going on in my past. And I had to say affirmations in a voice recorder on my phone and listen to it. And it really did help. It really did change my perspective. Good morning, Angie. How are you? So that's something that you can do. If that wasn't something that was given to you in your childhood, then definitely create your own affirmations, instill that, and plant those seeds for your life right here, right now. So that's the first step, is to unpack your past. The second one is to really hone in on a high valued skill. most of us, especially men, we have some men on here. A lot of us get our self-confidence from what we do. If you love your career, if you love your job, if you love something, even if it's not your main job, if you have a hobby or something that you're really, really good at or that you really, really enjoy, that brings out more confidence in you. And when we give ourselves a high valued skill where we can exchange it for money, when people regard us in a high way or in a high esteem, so to speak, that we're a subject matter expert in this area, or maybe at the job, people come to us because we know how to do something the best out of everybody on the team or in the company. I think that that's something that we tend to not do enough of, is focus on those true high valued skills. For some women, it can be doing hair. You know, for some women, it can be doing makeup. It can, whatever that high value skill you have or that you want to hone in on and work on and grow. Maybe it's selling real estate. Maybe for some of you guys, it's cutting hair. Maybe it's business insurance. Maybe it's teaching. It's a plethora of things that we have, but we have to hone in our skills. And remember, we always talk about this. This is why I stress education so much. And it doesn't have to necessarily be university or college education, but it needs to be education in some form of fashion, because if we graduate from high school and we never continue to build on the skills that we learn, if we never get one skill and perfect it, or something that we know how to do very well that makes an impact on society, that makes an impact on our community, that makes an impact on just other people's lives, including ourselves, it's going to be very hard to have confidence, because it's like, where do I fit in? What am I good at? What else? It's like you're constantly searching for something. Have you guys ever felt that? I know I did in college. Before social media was a thing, I had no clue what I was going to do with my life. Even though I was pursuing a degree at the time, the housing market crashed back in 2008. I was in undergrad and I had no idea what was ahead of me. I was like, what the heck am I going to do? Now, mind you, social media was not a thing. There was no vlogging. It was at that time. I think YouTube was around, but it was such a new platform that I didn't even know about YouTube, to be honest, for a very long time, till years and years and years later. So everything that I'm doing now was not really accessible to me back then. So thankfully, we're in a time now where I can hone certain skills. But before, it wasn't like that. It wasn't until I figured out that skill set. And it started as a hobby. For those of you who don't know, YouTube for me started off as a hobby. I told you guys a story about how I would leave work, or I would go to work and I'd be absolutely miserable. And that's the thing, is like, money is so important. I never tell anybody, oh, money ain't everything, you know, don't worry about. No, money is super important. We need money. Prices are going up. Inflation is going up. The more money we can cultivate, reinvest, and grow, the better for ourselves and our comfortability as people. But what I will say is, at the time I was making really, really good money, and I absolutely hated my job to the point where it caused me mild depression. For those of you who are new, who don't know, I talked about that story the other day, when I would drive to work and I'd be in tears. And if it wasn't for people like Uncle Steve Harvey that spoke to me every morning through the radio, and just little things that I found out, I wouldn't have had the strength to leave. But in the midst of that darkness, in the midst of me going through that depression, one part of the story that I didn't share with you guys is that's how I discovered YouTube. I absolutely hated my job. I was going through it. I decided to book a trip to see my friend Ashley. And she was in the bathroom. And this is when makeup was on the rise, y'all. All my girls on here, y'all know when the beauty gurus were popping and YouTube was like, back when I feel like it was like a YouTube golden era when, and she was like contouring her face and it looked like paint. And I was like, what are you doing? And she was like, I'm contouring. And her makeup came out really pretty. And I was like, where did you learn that? And she was like, YouTube. And I was like, well, what is YouTube? She was like, what? YouTube has everything. You can learn how to do your hair. You can learn how to do your makeup. And I remember going on YouTube after going home or maybe that night. And I stayed up for hours. I was so mind blown. And then what I did was one day, I watched YouTube for about maybe a month, I don't know. And I was like, I want to do that too. So I got up in the middle of the night. Right, Vanessa. I got up in the middle. It wasn't the middle of the night. I was laying on my bed. I'll never forget. I was like, I'm starting my YouTube channel. I went to Best Buy and I put a computer, a desktop, which I still have in my cart, a camera, my Canon T5i, memory cards, and something else in my cart. And I put it all on credit. I got a Best Buy credit card and I went out the door. I will never forget that day because I was just so excited. I was like, I'm doing this. Like I dove in and I had to learn everything myself from scratch, which I feel like is such a good thing for anybody to do. If you want to try something, don't hold yourself back on, like, I didn't know how to edit. I had never had a Mac before. I had never done makeup before. I had never done anything. I was just like, I need to be a part of this space. I need to jump in on this because it was the only thing that was making me happy. So on my off time, I would hone my skills on my makeup. I would hone my skills on editing. I learned how to put together videos. I learned how, and you guys should see my very first lighting space was a tripod stand. Oh, that's what I also bought. I bought a tripod stand. A tripod stand and two desk clips. I actually still have the picture somewhere. Two desk clips where that was my lighting. It was horrible. It was bad. But I was so excited and so happy to find a certain space. So you can be in the midst of darkness and still find something that you absolutely love, that you can pour yourself into, a skill that you can do that will transform. And look, fast forward, I don't know how many years later, 6, 7 years later, I'm with you guys today. Isn't that how amazing life works? So even if you're not there yet, even if you're like, Brittany, I don't have the confidence, I don't know what the heck I want to do, in the midst of the darkness, in the midst of you trying to figure it out, I cry, y'all. When I decided to do YouTube, I was at one of probably the darkest places at the time in my life. At that time, besides some other military things I had went through, I was just at a very low point because I had no idea what I wanted to do. And then that's when YouTube gave me the tools to research to live in New York and all of these things that I ended up learning and doing later on all came from YouTube. So you can go out there and definitely pour into yourself in a way and master a skill that's going to help you get to the next level, that's going to build more confidence. And that's one thing is like, when I went to work, I no longer cared that I wasn't good at my job. And the reason I wasn't good at my job is I hated it. I really hated it. And it's very hard. You can be good at stuff that you hate. Like, let's keep it real. You can be good at stuff that you hate. But you won't, it's like, you won't give it, you won't give it a good try because it's like, you won't give it the bare minimum. At least I was like, I was really trying. So I didn't give it the bare minimum, but it just wasn't my zhuzh. You know, certain things you can be smart, you can be great. Certain things just ain't for you. And I don't think that I was a great person, but I wasn't really good at my job. But I no longer cared that I wasn't good at my job because I had this hobby that I loved so much. So my focus shifted from my job to my hobby. I don't even remember really, you know, my life changed after that. You know, I did something about it. So master a certain skill. Good morning. Good morning. Vanessa said YouTube was around high school, just not popular, just not as popular now. See, back then, Vanessa, I don't know how old you are. YouTube didn't come about till I was in college. And I was actually like a junior, senior in college. YouTube taught me a lot as well. Exactly. No, YouTube taught me a lot. So what is that high value skill that you can take under your wing and really work at, or that you've already started and just double down on the information, double down on your training, mastery, all of that stuff. Just become a master at one thing, because that's what's going to carry your confidence. Like, yeah, I might not be able to ski. Yeah, I might not be able to do coding, whatever, but I know I have a skill in this area. And I'll give you guys a little bit more. So I'm working on a coaching certification, a certified life coaching certification. I've been to speech class. I've went to a hosting class. I've honed my skills over the years trying to master what I'm doing now. People say, well, Brittany, how are you so good, y'all? So much practice. I was not good. Y'all, my first video, trash, okay? So don't be afraid to keep going. Don't be afraid to keep pushing and keep learning and mastering a skill. Ashley says, Britt, we're the same age and I was watching YouTube videos in the dorm in 06 and 07. What? What? I wish we would have known about YouTube back then, because we used to make videos kind of like the TikToks are now. We used to do that in college. We had no idea. No idea. We were watching Making the Band with Danity Kane and all types of stuff. We were having fun. I had a video camera. We had no idea. Wow, Ashley. Why you ain't tell me, girl? Why nobody told us about YouTube? I had no idea YouTube existed back then. Okay, so the next thing, I already kind of talked about this, but keep learning and keep growing. If we just learn when we get to high school and stop, that's not a very, you know, we didn't really learn too much. I don't know about y'all, but my public school, it was straight, but yeah, wasn't much learning going on in high school. And if we took that and just stopped, or we went to college, right, and stopped learning. Most of us are around the same age, and some of you guys are a little younger, but I left college when I was 22 years old. If I just left college or university for some of you all and stopped learning, I wouldn't be, and I'm 33 now. So from 22 to 33, that's 11 years. That's a lot of time of not reading books. That's a lot of time of not learning anything new, exploring. We have to continue learning, because when you learn, it opens your eyes. It opens your mind. You gain more confidence because you learn certain skills. You learn about life. You learn more. And then experiences too. Life experience also gives you more confidence, because now you know. Now you have the experience. Now you have the know-how to help other people and navigate and get through things. So you can become also a mentor. Good morning, Sarah. Sarah says, just wanted to say good morning to everyone. Brittany, been watching your podcast and the day after it posted, as I was getting ready for work this morning, I'm really enjoying it. Having it. Have a blessed day. Thank you, Sarah. Where are you from, Sarah? If you guys are new, please hit that subscribe button, hit the notification bell so you guys do not miss a single upload. And even if you miss the live streams, you can always go back and watch them here. I have been behind on the podcast, I'm not going to lie. I normally take these and upload them to the podcast. I have been slacking to my podcast listeners. I'm sorry, but we're going to get it together. We are going to get it together. So the fourth tip is to be compassionate with yourself, right? We talk about this all the time, is being your own best friend. Toronto, good morning, Sarah from Toronto. Hey. But we have to be self-compassionate. We have to be our own best friend. And the reason why we have to be our own best friends is because we're the number one. We're the first thing that any ideas come to before we tell somebody else, right? Before we share our ideas, before we do anything else, we're the first person ourselves. We get the information first, right? So if we shut down every idea that comes to our mind, if we're like, oh, that's stupid, or our self-talk is negative, we're going to hinder our growth. We have to ensure that we understand that we're human. We have to understand that we're going to make mistakes, that we're not always going to get it right, that we're not always perfect, that we're not going to always show up as our best selves. Hold ourselves accountable, but also give ourselves some room to grow and to foster and to just understand that we're learning and that we're people and we're going to make mistakes, and there's no such thing as failure, only lessons. Rosemary from Jamaica, good morning. How are you? I love Jamaica. I want to get back on the beach so bad. I do. But we have to have that compassion with ourselves, you guys. We have to give ourselves that grace, that understanding that, hey, I'm human. I'm going to make mistakes. I'm going to not always choose the right person. I'm not always going to spend the right amount of money or keep my budget. I feel like especially the people like me who are, I'm getting out of this. I've noticed I'm getting out of this perfectionism mentality. You know, if you are a perfectionist or if you are suffering from perfectionist syndrome, come to the front now. No, but I feel like I've learned, I can't even put myself in that category anymore because I've stopped doing it to myself. Thank God through therapy. You know, I'm a big advocate of therapy. Please seek a therapist if needed. But through therapy and being my own best friend, I've laid down my perfectionist cloak. I don't have to be perfect all the time. I don't have to say the right things all the time. I don't have to look perfect all the time or act perfect all the time or only put out things that are perfect. And when you give yourself that space to just mess up, be free, be a human, make mistakes, do your best, absolutely, right? But when things aren't just like 100% 24/7, you're like, you know what? I did my best. I gave it my all. That's all you can do. And when you have that, and when you build that confidence in yourself and you give yourself that room and that space to be you, that's when your confidence shines more. That's when you become fully formed into who you are. And then I want to say this too, is learn yourself. Spend more time with yourself this year. And when I say spend more time with yourself, I'm not just talking about alone on your phone. I'm not talking about just isolating yourself, but let your mind, I learned this from my therapist too, let your mind just wander. Even if the thoughts are negative or positive or crazy or outrageous, let your thoughts come to you and just see where your brain ends up. Just sit down and think. I was outside the other day and just kind of sitting in the sun. I left my phone inside the house and I was like, wow, we don't get to just be bored anymore as people because we have these. Who needs to be bored when you have your phone? There's no point to be bored when you have your phone. You know, kids, we don't have our imagination anymore as much as we used to because we always have devices. You know, as a kid, when you were bored, you know, your parents would be like, well, I'll give you something to do. So you would have to figure it out. You'd have to make up a game or do something with your imagination. That's why I love taking my nieces and nephew outside and putting the tablets and the phones and stuff down and allowing them to play on the playground because their imagination starts going. And we start, you know, now we're not on a playground anymore. We're on a ship. But allow yourself to just think, sit down and just, what do I think about? What are my thoughts like? Spend time with yourself, you know, because we can always have, if we're in the car, we have the radio on sometimes. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I like to drive with nothing playing and just my thoughts are, that's when I talk to God, I think the most. But just sit there and just let yourself go think. What do you think about yourself? What do you think about your life? What do you think about, you know, where you are thus far? You know, because we can get so distracted, you guys, with everybody else's life and Instagram and TikTok and Facebook and YouTube and all of these things that can eat up at our time. When do we take time for ourselves? When do we really just sit and just think, silence, like with nothing going on, being outside in nature, just sitting outside and thinking, you know, and taking that time. Dia says, I'm on a break from social media with an exception of YouTube. Well, thank you. Because I'm dependent on my phone to keep my mind occupied. Exactly. Exactly. And that's all we do is we just keep our minds just occupied all the time that we have to clear out the noise. Percy says, hey, good morning, Percy. Yes, imagination. I just had to tell my niece not to allow my nephew to play on the game all day. Let him go outside. Yeah, kids don't really like to go outside. They always say they're bored. And I'm like, well, if you're bored, you're not doing enough because you have your mind. Your imagination is key. But explore your imagination as an adult. You know, it's not just for kids. Explore your imagination as an adult. What do you, You know, what do you really think? Close out all the other noise. What do you think? What do you feel? How do you feel about your life right now? Are you confident? You know, really take some time with this self-compassion, but just really sit with yourself and just allow your mind to just wonder. Another thing. So the next step I have is listen more than we respond. Listen more than we respond. If you're anything, I can be so quick to be like, yep, da da da, nope. I can be so quick. My boyfriend just like, say, you just want to talk. And I've had to learn to listen, to take a second pause, listen to really hear and not listen to respond. And we can be like, well, I did listen to you. I heard you. But really listen, take it in, take a second. I feel like we're such a rushy society, at least here in America. I can't speak for other countries, but here in America, we just always on the go, always in rushing, always, you know, even if they have to kill somebody else on the highway to get to where they're going, which is crazy to me. Damn Zen says, good morning to everyone. I hope the week has been well and blessed for you all. Oh, thank you, Tamsin. And it's so easy to turn on social media or the TV and sit there for hours. Exactly. We can just get so distracted. And I love a good Netflix series, baby. Don't get me wrong. Me and She Amber were talking about Love is Blind. And, you know, I love a good documentary. I love a good movie. We always end our evenings with some sort of something, me and my honey. We always sit down and watch, like last night we watched Sanford and Son, but then I got bored with that and I was on my phone. I was like, what am I doing? And I just went to sleep. We have to take time to really just not be bored and talk and have deep, meaningful conversations. Laura Lee says, I took a month off of using my cell phone and it was amazing. Yeah, when we put the phones down and we really take a break, and I still challenge you guys, if you guys have not taken a social media break in a long time, I feel like we should do one at least once a quarter. And it's crazy that we've gotten to the point where we have to take a break. And I understand to the parents, I get it. When I had my nieces and nephew, man, those tablets and technology and the cell phones were keeping me, I was able to cook and I was able to clean up and I was able to do things. But even children, they need breaks from technology, like all that overstimulation. I don't know. I mean, they said the same thing about us with television. Maybe we turned out okay. I don't know. We're the generation that created all this stuff. So I don't know. But we just want to make sure that we're not overly stimulated. We can, you know, take a break just a little bit. Not even a long time. Not saying to do it for hours, but just take some time and take a break. Let's see. Killing motherhood with Ashley says, mom always says people drive and behave like they don't wait 9 whole months to be born. I love that. That is true. People drive like wherever they're going to get to, it's $1 million on the other side. I don't get it at all. So the next tip is to take your opinion over others. So when you hear opinion, we talk about this a lot. When you hear opinions and people's opinions about things, situations, scenarios, or even yourself, what do you believe? Like, we talk about this and I always say it's cool to honor somebody else's opinion. It's cool to listen. But just because somebody thinks a certain way or they have a certain experience, you don't have to adopt that as your own. You don't have to make that your experience as well. Like, there are women that I really enjoy on YouTube, you know, and they have a very interesting perspective, but their perspective and their experiences are not my perspective and experiences. So although I acknowledge it, although I respect it, although I see where they're coming from, I can't adopt their ideas as my own. But I can see how a lot of people can. And if you are a person, I will say this. I do want to say this because I feel like this space isn't said enough. If you're a woman who has been hurt by Black men, please don't jump on the bandwagon that they don't value us, that they don't love us, that they would prefer somebody else over us. And I get that that's a narrative that's being said. I can get where they're getting that information from, but that's just a percentage. That is not every Black man. And I can speak from personal experience, men in my family, and just the love that I see around me on a daily basis. That's not everybody's experience. So don't take somebody else's experience and somebody else's thoughts, even though I respect that person and I think that she's dope. Don't take everybody's opinions and thoughts as your own. Have your own. You can say like, oh, I can see where she's coming from, or you can agree, watch it as entertainment. But be careful of adopting other people's mindsets and opinions as your own, especially if you didn't have that experience. Keep your experience true to you. Do what's right and what you feel is right for you. And if that is your experience, unfortunately, I'm sorry that that happened to you. But I can say that we get what we focus on. That is so true. I remember after speaking with my relationship coach and having my relationship coach there, when I used to tell her there's no more men, or I'd say something like that. And she'd be like, Brittany, there's men everywhere. And the next day I kind of like just look up and I'm like, wow, there are men everywhere, especially in the gym, ladies. If you want a man, it's a whole lot of them in the gym, especially after work. I went in there and it was like, everybody was like roaches. It was like people everywhere. I was like, I will never go to the gym after work again. So many people, but they're there. So don't always adapt other people's opinions and thoughts as your own. It's okay to respect it. It's okay to listen to it. It's okay to even agree at certain things, but just be very careful, because you want to make sure that your thoughts, your opinions, and how you move through this life is truly who you are and truly what you believe and truly what you think. And when you stand on that, and when you can hold that true to yourself, that increases your confidence. Because you can firmly say, I respect it, I understand it, I see it, but that's not my experience. And I'm going to hold my opinion and my experience true to myself. So what do you call this look today? I don't know, more relaxed. I normally dress up for you guys. My skin has been going through it because I do wear makeup every morning normally for the morning motivation. And I was just like, you know what? Let's just chill out today. We're just going to chill. It's my show, right? As much as I love getting up, because I only dress up for y'all, because as soon as the camera goes off, I'm back in my sweats. And I normally have on sweats under the table anyway. So I normally just dress up and show up for you guys. But I said, you know what? This is my family, it's my people. So I just wanted to dress down a little bit, be more confident, be more in my skin. And I liked this little peasant look, you know, the little head wrap. And I'm going to get more of these head wraps. So the head wrap thing is coming. Okay. The head wraps are coming because I really like it. The short hair, I'm in a stage where I'm trying to grow my hair out and I'm no longer getting perms or relaxers, I should say. So, you know, I'm digging the sultry peasant vibe, I guess you can say. This was a look a few, like back in the early 2000s. most men will tell you how they are, feel, and what they want from you if you just let them talk. That's very true. You look good, relaxed, girl. Skin is glowing. Thank you. I did a little skin treatment this morning, so I appreciate that. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I really appreciate the compliments. All right, so the next tip I have for you guys is prepare. Start preparing for the things that you want. Start preparing for what it is that you will strive for, that you want more confidence in. When you prepare and you practice, you visualize, you manifest, you meditate. Remember we talked about all that scripting, writing out the life that you want, preparing for the life that you want, practicing those skills that will give you more confidence. The reason Kanye was so confident with his skills as an artist is because he had seen the fruits of his labor for other artists. He made other artists' albums number one. He knew his ability because he mastered a skill. He mastered a skill in being a music producer. And when you know that you're good at something, you know that you have the results. Like if you are a real estate agent and you know you can sell a house, you're going to have confidence. You're going to be like, well, I could sell this house in 2 weeks. or give me a month. You know, when you have proven ability, when you have practiced and put in the work and put in the 10,000 hours, you know, you have confidence, you know your ability. If somebody were to call me up and say, hey, Brittany, I need you to speak this evening for a school, no worries, I can be there because I know I'm very confident. I've had so much practice with speaking in front of crowds and going off the dome if need be, you know, and making a presentation at the last, like I know I can do that. I'm very confident in that. And that's what it takes. It takes knowing, owning that skill, honing your skills and practicing over and over and over again. Have you guys heard of the 10,000 hour rule? Let me know in the comments if you guys ever heard of the 10,000 hour rule. I read it first in grad school and it really changed my perspective on a whole lot. So it says the 10,000 hour rule, which was popularized by Malcolm Gladwell and his blockbuster book, The Outliers. So it says, as Gladwell tells it, the rule is like this. It takes 10,000 hours of intensive practice to achieve mastery of a complex skill and materials. So how many days is 10,000 hours? It's 3 hours a day for 333 days. So a total of 9 years. Let's see. Percy says, thank you for the super chat, Percy. I appreciate it. Thank you. Shamra says, yes, I've heard of it. Percy says, I just wanted to bless you for getting up early with us every morning and being very transparent. Oh, I appreciate that, Percy. Thank you so much. I appreciate the super chat. Super chats are always welcome, y'all. Very welcome. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm in the flow of receiving. So, but yeah, the 10,000 hour rule is important for us to do. So it takes mastery in a certain skill. So I feel like Kanye had that 10,000 hours put in. I feel like I have 10,000 hours put into what I wanted to do, just doing this over the years. So what do you want to put your 10,000 hours towards? Is it getting your, you know, is it selling insurance? Is it, you know, what is it that you want to put your 10,000 hours into? Let me know in the comments. You've never heard it before. It's by Malcolm Gladwell. And it's a book called The Outliers, but it takes 10,000 hours of intensive practice to achieve mastery of complex skills. And so what this means is when we start off on something new, say if we just get our license, right? Or we're just brand new lawyers, or we just got our real estate license. If things don't work out in the first 2 months, then we have the tendency to be like, you know what? This isn't going to work. I've put in a little time. It's not working for me. And we tend to shut down of our goals and our dreams. But think about, would you expect anything from a 2-month-old baby? My therapist said that to me. She was like, certain things that you're doing are really in their infancy stage. And we have to look at life like that. Like we'll say that 2 months is nothing for a relationship. We'll say 2 months is nothing for a life, right? Because a baby is only, it's still an infant at 2 months. 2 months isn't enough time for somebody to know somebody and marry them. But we'll say that 2 months was a long time in business. Or I did it for 2 months and I got no results. Of course, you're not silly Billy, because it's an infant. You don't expect much out of an infant. You wouldn't expect much out of meeting somebody and knowing them for 2 months, and you wouldn't expect to get married. So we have to remind ourselves to be patient and put in the work and put in the time and put in those 10,000 hours to master a skill. That's why some of the best beauticians used to do hair in high school. They've done hair for years. The best barbers did hair in high school, or they've been cutting hair for years. Just the best, everybody that's the best, right? The best musicians, the best music artists. Yeah, you may have just found their album and this might be their first album, but they were in the church choir, or they learned how to play instruments at church, or they've been playing, you know, Justin Bieber was playing instruments since he was a little kid, and he, you know, became an adult and then, or became a young adult, a teenager, and got famous. Like, a lot of people look at people's stories and think that they happened overnight, and they absolutely didn't. And we can look at people that maybe we don't like. Like, look at the Kardashians. You may not like them, right? You may think like, oh, what do they have to do with anything? They grew their brands. They were not well respected in the fashion industry or, you know, the media industry at one point. You know, they weren't looked at as a family of esteem to certain people. I don't look at them like that, but America has put them on a pedestal for whatever reason, right? They weren't always looked at like that. They weren't always sought out after as the family that they are. They grew that over 10 years. So I think that we look at certain people's success and we either, you know, poop on it. I was going to say the S word. We either crap on it and say, oh, well, what's it to them? When we don't know their backstory, we don't know how much work they put in. We don't know how much networking they put in or hustle or whatever the case may be. You know, people, they say a lot of millionaires don't make millionaire status until they're in their 60s. At least that's the statistics now. And so we look at our lives sometimes and we're like, oh, I'm not 20. I'm 25 and I'm not a millionaire. Or I'm 35 and I'm not a millionaire. It's like, because you're not supposed to be, because we haven't put in the 10,000 hours to master a skill. And that's where your confidence comes from. Your confidence comes from mastery. So what skills can you hone in on now to really put your head down and put your feet to the pavement and feet to the fire and really master? Thank you. What are those things that we can do for ourselves? I want you guys to write a list today, or maybe it's something that you've already been working on, or maybe it's something that you've already done for yourself. But what are those things that you could really, really narrow in on and get good at and be confident in? Okay. And so the last one I have for you guys is focus on your strengths. And this, take this part with a grain of salt. You can work on your weaknesses, right? Because we all have weaknesses, or you can find people to partner with that strengthen your, that have the strengths that you don't have. That's what I kind of see. They always say focus on your strengths and build up your strengths, and then either hire people or partner with people who basically make up for where you lack. Especially in partnerships, I think that that's important. I think that if you get somebody that's just like you, or you're in a business with someone just like you, it's very hard to move forward because it's like both of you guys have the same strengths and same weaknesses. And so it's like, well, who's picking up the slack where you're lacking? And that's why I feel like partnership is so important, especially when you're talking about relationships and when you're moving forward and you're trying to build a life and a family with someone, because we're not going to be good at everything. We're not going to be the best at every single thing that we want to do. But knowing how to focus in on our strengths and make sure that we have a partner, have somebody else in our lives, or maybe even hire somebody to develop and do the things that we find that we're less savvy in. What's up, Tamzin? Tamzin says, someone said to me that confidence is like 80% of our lives. Do you think that is true? I do. Because your confidence is going to either allow you to push forward, right? Or it's going to hold you back. Because if you lack confidence, you're never going to believe that you can achieve what you truly want to achieve. Right? If I did not have confidence, this show wouldn't exist. If you didn't have confidence in yourself, you wouldn't be doing what you're doing, right? If men didn't have confidence in themselves, a lot of us wouldn't be in relationships if you guys are in relationships. If you don't have confidence in yourself, you will never stand up for yourself. You can never, you know, go after what you want. You'll never achieve your dreams because you'll just let life happen to you, because you'll be, you know, like Eeyore. Y'all ever seen Winnie the Pooh? You ever seen, like, I used to love Eeyore, but Eeyore was like a little grouch. And he would just, hey, Pooh. Like, Eeyore lacked a lot of confidence, a lot of self-esteem. And Pooh was the adventurous one because he kind of had this naive mentality about life. So he would just go after stuff. He would just try stuff. He was like, I want that honey. And he didn't care about his size, and he would get stuck in the tree. You know, I don't know if you guys know Winnie the Pooh, and I don't know why this came to me, but it just did. But Winnie would go after whatever he wanted that honey, and he would go in that tree, get stuck every time. But he was so confident, and he knew exactly what he wanted, and he would go after it. Eeyore, on the other hand, never had adventures. And life would just keep passing him by, and Pooh and Piglet would be off doing their thing, and Eeyore would be at the house like, oh no, ain't nothing happening. And he would slouch around. And I feel like that's really a very interesting analogy about life. It's like, are you going to go after the things you want? Try, even if you fail, even if you get stuck in a tree and you look crazy because your butt, half your butt is hanging out the tree, but you want the honey. And Pooh would get the honey every time. He would get to it. He would have some, you know, mishaps, but he would still get the honey. And so I really do feel like life is like that. It's like, are you going to go after the honey? No matter what happens to you, no matter if you get stuck and look crazy or fall or, you know, get stung by a bee, or are you just going to go through life not confident? And, you know, think about I'll say it like this. There would be no entertainers if people didn't have confidence. There wouldn't be any lawyers if people didn't have confidence. There wouldn't be any doctors if people didn't have confidence. You know how much confidence you have to slice open somebody's body to do surgery and put them back together and pray that they come back to life? Like, that takes a lot of confidence. You know how much confidence it takes to go up in front of a whole room of people and defend a criminal? Do you know how much confidence it takes to get on stage in front of millions of people and be perfect and hit every single mark and make everything happen on cue, on key? Utter confidence. Now, not saying that these people are confident 24/7, but they know how to tap into a certain side of them that makes them go. You know, Beyonce used to talk about Sasha Fierce. And that's another thing. If you yourself don't feel like you're confident, you can always create an alter ego. That's something I read. I forgot what book I read that in. But you can create an alter ego. And Beyonce did it with, remember, Sasha Fierce. You know, she was like, I'm not the same person when I hit the stage. And I hear a lot of performers say that. Like, they're not, even Chloe Bailey says that. I'm a different person when I hit the stage. Off stage, she's like really sweet and really bubbly and really cute and really shy. But on stage, this whole beast comes out. And I feel like that's kind of something that we have to tap into, even if you have to put yourself to the side. Maybe you're not Tamsin. Maybe you're Tamsin the warrior woman. Who knows, you know? But find that person inside of you, because it's in everyone. But are you going to allow that person to come out, allow that side of yourself to come out and shine? But I'm telling you, if people did not have confidence, there would be no YouTube. There would be no social media apps, because everybody would have, there would be no innovation. There would be nothing new, because it takes a confident person to create, to take what's in their brains and put it out in the world, because it's first in here before you can ever physically see it or touch it. Okay. So I hope you guys have any more questions, comments. I hope you guys have a beautiful and blessed day. I'm going to go over the tips again to how we can get Kanye confidence, y'all, or just confidence in general. I use Kanye's name because I thought it was like Kanye confidence. I thought it was cute. But he has utter confidence in himself. So the first thing was, we have to unpack our past, and what do we need? What did we get and what didn't we get? And if there was something that we didn't get, how can we give it to ourselves as adults? Hone in on high value skill mastery, build self-confidence. So hone on in on that skill. Be compassionate with yourself. Be your own best friend. Make sure you're showing up for yourself. Make sure that self-talk inside is healthy and productive, and you're not constantly beating yourself up. You're not constantly doing negative self-talk, because that's going to kill your confidence. Okay. Listen more before you respond. Listen to what other people have to say. Really take it in and interpret it and give calm responses, right? 6 is take your opinion over others. So no matter what people say, no matter what you're shown, unless people are really telling you about yourself and you need to hear it, then yeah, take that opinion. But take your opinion over others. Make sure that no matter what anybody says, including me, that you still say, well, what do I think? What do I say? What do I believe? Because it doesn't matter what anybody else says or believes about you. You guys can say, Brittany, I love your skin. I love, you know, the outfit, all whatever, right? But if I didn't like it, it wouldn't matter what anybody had to say, because your opinion is what's going to penetrate your brain, your heart, everything. So we want to make sure that you listen to yourself and you have that confidence within yourself to take your opinion over others. Okay. Prepare and practice. Practice does not make perfection or does not make perfect, but it makes you better. It helps you master those skills. You put in those 10,000 hours. It's super important. And then focus on your strengths and hire people or partner with people who can help you with your weaknesses or can see your weaknesses. But I hope that this helped everybody. I hope you guys have a beautiful and blessed day. Tomorrow is Friday. We will be doing a continuation of the book giveaway. So if you guys want to enter the book giveaway, all you have to do is subscribe to this YouTube channel. In the comments below is my a link to my Instagram. Go on my Instagram, follow me on Instagram, and sign up to win the book giveaway in my Instagram bio. I pray that you guys have a beautiful, wonderful, and blessed day. Thank you so much. Oh, Percy has one thing talking about confidence. It helps to also take good care of yourself inside and out. That is amazing. Yes, Percy, for sure. Make sure you guys are eating good. Make sure you guys are drinking lots of water. You're getting your exercise or doing your yoga, stretching, taking care of yourself will definitely boost your confidence. Thank you so much for that, Percy. I love that. Rent is too dang high. It's only going to get higher, y'all. So we got to get to the bag because it ain't going down. Inflation is crazy. Everything is up. So you got to make sure we get into the bag. Okay. But I love you guys so much. I hope you guys have a beautiful and blessed day, and I'll catch you guys tomorrow. Bye, y'all.